We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one. Don't argue with me. It's true. It's true. It's Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I need to put that to music. I need to have a jingle where I sing that one day. Go full-on Mel Tillis and sing it. All right. Hey, listen, I got some great text messages. Jeff from Indiana, I just saw your text, brother. That means a lot, more than you could possibly know, and it's also very mutual. So thank you, brother. I appreciate you. So let me spend a few minutes here closing out the show on some good news, all right? Because there's wokeness in the world, in case you hadn't noticed. Oh, yeah, there is. There's wokeness in the world. Everywhere you look, all God's children got to deal with some wokeness. But let me just go ahead and say that we've been doing some whooping on some wokeness here of late. What is wokeness? How would you define wokeness? I would say that wokeness is a desire to defeat norms, standards, traditions, Christian values in favor of a more liberal, progressive agenda. Wokeness. I don't know when it became a term. Apparently, it was street slang for the longest time. Being woke meant you were aware. And now being woke means you're just a joke, in my opinion. So wokeness needs to get whooped on. And, oh yeah, we've been getting some whoopings. Now, like, for instance, I will point out, and this one's a few months old, so I'm not, most of mine are brand spanking new stories, but the idea of whooping wokeness means that we basically push back. And we not only push back, we make the wokeness look ridiculous, because it is. And then not only do we make it look ridiculous, but we actually win. Like, we regain ground. Like, we take back what they tried to take from us. Remember Harrison Butker? All right, Harrison Butker, Kansas City Chiefs kicker. He's a great guy who, by the way, loves the Lord, who makes no bones about his faith and his conservative values, and he's very open about it. And guess what? He's a great kicker. Does it mean he can't kick? Nope. But he kicks better. But the bottom line is this. Harrison Butker gave a commencement speech at Benedictine College, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a Catholic school. And in that speech, he talked about things like, oh, I don't know, traditional values and the deadly sin of pride and that LGBTQ agenda is not worth pursuing. And basically he was sharing his faith and his opinions. And he also talked about his relationship with his wife and how she sacrificed a career to be, you know, a stay-at-home mom or at least a stay-at-home wife. And not because he made her, but because that was her choice in life. And what he was trying to portray to these students is the agendas you see in the world, they don't have to be. The blowback was unreal. Harrison Butker, there were people calling for the Chiefs to fire him, believe it or not. I mean, people who will tell you that we need to shut down the First Amendment are the same ones who will scream if you don't let them use their pronouns. But then the rest of the world woke up and said, no, it's not going to work like that. His comments have prompted more than 170,000 people to sign a petition demanding his removal, and yet, nonetheless, his jersey sold out. They could not keep his jersey in the NFL store. They could not keep a Harrison Butker jersey anywhere in stock. That, my friends, is whooping on wokeness. It's just like when they tried to push back on Chick-fil-A and all of us said, you know what, let's all go to Chick-fil-A today, and sales went through the roof. When you push back on wokeness, it actually gets pretty fun. Now, sometimes it's things happening, you look at it and go, well, he can do that because, well, for instance, he's Elon Musk. There's an idea. But Elon Musk is not afraid to step out and put his own neck on the line. And one of the interesting things that happened in the last couple of days, pushing back on wokeness, whooping on the wokeness. So Kamala is all about the misinformation, the disinformation, and here's the real messaging. And then you have Hillary Clinton saying just in the last few days that we need to get this thing taken care of. Social media needs to be curbed so that we're not dealing with disinformation. Joe Biden says that there's no amendment to the Constitution that's absolute, meaning we can change it from you. They want to pack the court so they can make sure that things go in their favor. Elon Musk is trying to make sure that the world knows that the First and Second Amendments are under threat right now. So I don't know if you've seen this story or not, but Musk, I'm talking to JP. I don't know if you've seen the story or not, but Elon Musk has started a new America Pack, he calls it. An America Pack is now offering to pay $47 for every registered voter in a swing state who refers a friend who will go online, sign a petition to support the First and Second Amendment, and then register to vote. No limit. I don't know where the number 47 came from. Maybe it gets under the limit on something. Is that a number, 47? Oh, 47,
yeah,
president.
That's initially what I
just
thought.
Just dawned on me, yeah. Okay. I'm glad I came to it myself. But nonetheless, he's got this pack right now. And so what he's basically saying is, no, we're not playing that game. No, you're not canceling us. No, you're not taking our First or our Second Amendment rights. How about this? We're going to register a whole lot of swing state voters in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. And if they will sign up, and in signing up, they'll also sign an online petition that says, I support the First and Second Amendments, then whoever referred them gets paid $47, and there's no limit to how many you can refer. So go out there and get your friends, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. Get your friends and get them to sign up. And it's $47 for everyone. I'm talking, you get 10 friends, you're at $470, and they're just going to mail you a check. But that's whooping up on some wokeness. And then there's this. God bless Robbie Starbuck. That guy has been wearing liberals out of late. I don't know how in the world he found this niche, but he has become the person that the corporations fear. So DEI and pro-LGBTQ agendas and BLM and everything else, critical race theory and all of it in the corporate boardrooms. And Robbie Starbuck has been getting whistleblowers to send him materials that they have to endure as part of corporate training sessions, policy manuals talking about DEI hires and the things that they do, crazy programs where, you know, only a select demographic is allowed a promotion or a raise or a grant. Well, he's been wearing these corporations out, whooping up on some wokeness. And one of the latest now, storyline on New York Post, Dateline 3 days ago, Toyota. Toyota Motor Corporation is planning to move away from DEI and pro-LGBTQ events after facing online controversy from Robbie Starbuck. Bloomberg reported that the company sent out a memo to its employees Thursday saying it will, quote, narrow community activities to align with STEM education and workforce readiness. And they went on to say, we will work to ensure that activities and events are focused on professional development, networking, mentoring, and volunteering, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What they're really doing is they're getting away from a number of things they've been doing, like funding groups that oppose laws to ban gender transitions on minors, like forming employee resource groups divided up by race or gender, by sponsoring drag queen programs at summer camps for kids. They're getting away from it. Officially getting away from it. Because they got called out on it. And they recognized that there's more of us than there are them. And they were worried. And I'm telling you, listen, there's a passage in, gosh, I got to go back and look now. I think it's in Ephesians. But it says that part of our role is to actually expose these things. It doesn't mean you do it rudely or with hate or malice or evil intent, but you expose them for a good reason. That's all he's doing. It's like Libs of TikTok. Libs of TikTok is nothing but a site that puts up what liberals do or say themselves. And they hate it because they recognize it shows the world who they really are. Robbie Starbuck is whooping up on some wokeness. That, by the way, that's another notch in his belt, man. Another groove in the butt of his gun. This is Toyota. It's Ford Motor Company. It's Lowe's. It's John Deere. It's Coors. It is Tractor Supply. I mean, he's been wearing them out. Here's one more for the break. As a lawyer, I love this. So a gentleman who's a teacher in Virginia is a Christian. And his last name is Vlaming, I think. Let me find it on here. Peter Vlaming, V-L-A-M-I-N-G. Peter Vlaming just won $575,000 judgment against the West Point School Board in Virginia. Why? Pray tell, Phil, why? Why could it be? Because the board had decided in a 5-0 unanimous decision to fire him after the fact that he had worked there for 7 years without issue, to fire him because he refused to use a student's chosen pronouns. He said it violated his faith, and it also was nonsensical. He didn't say nonsensical, but I'm saying it. It was nonsensical. The idea that a teenager who's not even allowed to vote, a teenager who's underage for drinking, a teenager who is not of legal age to sign a contract, a teenager who can't get their own Costco card, can come in and tell you, well, today you're going to have to call me a she. Well, you've got a beard. But you're going to have to call me a she because that's my pronouns. My pronouns are she, her, or they, them. Stop it. I'm not doing it. Well, then I'm going to complain. And he got fired. He got fired, but Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a national organization that steps in on constitutional liberties cases, stepped in and they wore him out. They whooped up on some wokus. According to the Alliance Defending Freedom, Peter Vlaming tried to accommodate the student by just using the student's preferred name but avoiding the use of pronouns, but that wasn't good enough. The school board chose to fire him, but the Supreme Court determined in December the school board had violated his rights. It says Peter's Christian faith prevented him from lying to his student about biological realities by using pronouns inconsistent with the student's sex. Since his victory in court, we've seen overwhelming gratitude and support on social media from people who, like Peter, teach or work in places that might punish them for living according to their beliefs. By the way, he was also cleared to go back to work. Oh, by the way, it also sets a precedent now for other teachers in the state of Virginia who don't have to worry about this stuff now. It has what Fox News is calling seismic implications for other teachers who are similarly situated. It now forms a case precedent, if you will, for people to look at and say, wow, finally, somebody's making more sense. Listen, I'm going to tell you, the world is crazy, and wokeness being what it is the kind of thing that doesn't give up easy. But we've got to do the same. You cannot sit idle. You cannot just take the stuff lying down. And you might think, Phil, I don't have resources, but you'd be amazed to find out there's groups like Alliance Defending Freedom who come in and for free will defend these cases and will help you to whoop up on some wokeness. Sometimes it's a matter of saying, you know what? I'm not doing that. How about no? And you'd be amazed how many people will join you because someone finally showed them the role model of saying no to the wokeness. And folks, they're not going to quit. It's almost like they're empowered right now. They're not almost, they are. They're empowered right now. The last 4 years especially have been one empowerment of liberal progressivism after another. The whole of government approach that Biden likes to talk about has been largely centered on progressive woke policies, whether it be climate change, whether it be critical race theory, whether it be the LGBTQ agenda or transgenderism, whether it be denial of parents' rights and trying to shut down school choice. And then you look at all the things they did too, like binding themselves to the unions so much so that the unions feel empowered to do whatever they want to do. And what it means is that the liberal progressive left has felt absolutely empowered and yet at the same time scared. Why do I say that? Because they're scared they're not going to be able to keep it up because they always overplay their hand. They always overplay their hand so much so that right now we're staring at an election that they thought they would have in the bag, and they don't. And they know for a fact. They're like drowning people who will grab at anything and even drown other people to save their own lives. They're getting as much as they can right now. But whooping on wokeness is what we got to keep doing. All right, take me to the last break of the day here on Taco Tuesday, JP. We'll take that last break. We'll come right back. I got some text messages, and we'll put a wrap on the day. You guys stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.